to Africa now. Ebola has killed more than 1,600 people in Democratic Republic of Congo in the last year. And now the World Health Organization has declared the crisis an international health emergency. The declaration follows discovery of the first case of the disease in Goma, a city of 2 million people near the Rwandan border. The WHO emergency declaration has only been applied on four other occasions. Tariq Riebel is leading the International Rescue Committee's response team in Goma. He joins us on Skype. And Tariq, what do you hope this emergency declaration does on the ground for your team? More resources, a policy reset, what?
I think we're definitely concerned about the fact that this has been going on for 1 year. So our hope is that we're able to improve the way we're working, not only by this declaration, but by changes that have already been underway in terms of the coordination, in terms of funds being made available, in terms of additional experts being on the ground.
The WHO isn't recommending Congo's borders be closed. There are also no restrictions yet on travel or trade. And according to the BBC, there's not yet entry screening of passengers coming into the country at airports and border crossings. Do you think public health steps like that need to be taken now?
Actually, we are of the same opinion that we shouldn't be closing borders. We should not be disrupting cross-border movements of goods and people, which would have a huge economic impact. It would also force people to move from official border crossings to trying to move clandestinely, which would obviously actually increase the risk, not decrease it. We do agree that in terms of border crossings, there need to be good controls and good screenings. And in many of those, they are in place.
So you think those crossings could actually make things worse? Goma is a major regional crossroads city. What can you tell us about the one case of Ebola that's been reported inside Goma?
The case stems originally from Beni. So the person was in Beni, which is one of the key epicenters in this outbreak, which is north of Goma in the province of North Kivu. The person spent about a month there and moved to Goma and had already been sick on the way, and in Goma eventually went to a health center and was quite quickly seen to be a positive Ebola case. So it's important to note that while, of course, it's extremely worrying that a person in Goma was tested positive, it's not a sign that there is active transmission in Goma, since the infection actually happened in one of the epicenters from known contacts.
And what do we know about this person? Is he a trader, or what was his business?
We know that this person is a pastor and was actually praying for sick people as well. And this is, of course, in terms of contamination risks, one of the highest risk activities one could indulge in. So the fact that that he did get infected in the end, doing this in one of the epicenters where probably a lot of the sick people he was praying for were Ebola positive themselves, is not a surprise. And it shows that we still need to reinforce messaging at all levels of the community in order to make people aware of the risks that this outbreak poses for everyday lives and people such as this pastor.
So just to underscore, this pastor is infected, but there's not yet proof that Ebola is spreading in Goma.
So as of now, we haven't had a second case that is directly a result of this pastor in Goma. So that is correct. Obviously, there's a series of contacts, people that were in contact with him that have been listed. Most of those are actually not in Goma because, as we mentioned, the infection happened elsewhere. But of course, we can't eliminate the risk that there could be secondary transmission caused by this person. But for now, there is no such case that we're aware of.
Tariq, there was an Ebola outbreak in West Africa between 2014 and 2016. More than 11,000 people died. How worried are you that this outbreak could become as bad, something on that level?
I was actually in Liberia at the time. I know firsthand the dangers that we were all facing at the time and the transmission numbers. It is important to know that despite the declaration, despite all of our concerns, we're still ways away from those levels of transmission, where at its height we saw well over 100 new infected cases per day. Here the numbers are still in the teens. Of course, that is still way too high, but we are still far away from reaching those numbers. I think here we have a couple of advantages we didn't have in West Africa. We have a vaccine that is very effective and that has been used in a ring vaccination strategy. We've also had a number of treatments that are being used in the Ebola treatment centers. the key difference, and this was the game changer in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea as well, was that we need to do a better job of communicating with communities. So far, that is maybe the one thing we can really work on much more than the medical side of things.
Tariq Ribal is leading the International Rescue Committee response team to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's speaking with us from Goma. Tariq, good luck and thank you.
Thank you.